Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is a profit gain, profit gain, profit gain, profit gain, profit gain.
You know what's cocaine? You know what's cocaine? Life going up and down, gotta stay paid. Shed a tear for my niggas that couldn't make it. Trust is the motherfucker, nigga still breaking. Yeah, my girl is bad and I wouldn't trade it. Keep me going like a baddie with an alternator. If you down for me, nigga, that's an automator. Made her my queen, y'all niggas hate it. I'm following my dreams, feeling like a race. We built to last for the embrace. On my side like a hostie with a chain brace. Take a 7-hour trip just to feel amazing. Escape my city quick cause it's gone crazy. Can you adapt to the world when the world changes? Get rich or die trying, can't be Brandon. May have, we can slit it with a cold page. Keep a stash up, case you hit a cold day. Repent for your sins and your old ways. You alive and breathing, can't complain. Turn your head on the nigga that's running gang. Everybody wanna shine like a gold chain. You already know what's a cold game. Put a price on your head for that cocaine. What you think they'll do just to get your fame? S-N-I-P-E be my name.
Yeah. Swerving through traffic like I don't get a fuck by the ticket. Working in magic with the map, I be running under this shit. Getting out of hand, gotta handle this. Been a year rich is the plan, we playing with a billion. Gotta be honest, nothing is promised. It's a cold, cold world, yeah. Smoking this leaf for relief. Look both ways if you're playing in the street. Cops beat a box, gotta pay my fees. Been a big dog, you can tell from a leash. Popping my collar, been popping off fleas. Profit gains would have been dripping like lint. Profit margin hit, having drinks with the team. Smoking ice cream, eating cauliflower wings. Started with a dollar and a drink. Then I find out that money don't slip. Now I make money in my sleep. Watch me do magic, got tricks up my sleeve. Can't trick me off the street. Stingy ass nigga ain't tricking on no freak.
That's 8 million, 8 million, 8 million.
Yeah. Swerving through traffic like I don't get a fuck by the ticket. Working in magic with the map, I be running under this shit. Getting out of hand, gotta handle this. Been to get rich is the plan, we playing with a billion. Gotta be honest, nothing is promised. It's a cold, cold world.
Cold world, send a thermostat. But every day I swear that I ain't doing supposites. I got PTSD, just flipping black. And they're fast, so don't really interact. I lost Rob, he ain't coming back. And 2019, the worst year I ever had. I pray that God that he put me on the right track. This night sent the beat over, I'll right back. My partner still in the kitchen giving bird bass. He say it gon' be ups and downs when you chase that. And now that have much of a losses, but I bounce back. And you can never count me out when you do the math. I ain't riding no way, bitch, I'm in the grass. Got me swerving through traffic, pray I don't crash. Middle finger to the haters that I bypass. I pray that never bust me in like Minecraft. It's a cold world.
Yeah. Swerving through traffic like I don't get a fuck by the ticket. Working in magic with the map, I be running under this shit. Getting out of hand, gotta handle this. Been to get rich is the plan, we playing with a billion. Gotta be honest, nothing is promised. It's a cold, cold world, yeah.
Transparency through and not your shock cause the rock seeing straight through you. Even kids to grown folks are tired of this shit. Cause your ass is always played while you're pitching a bitch. So to all you dick suckers who tried to count me out, you niggas is about to suffer a serious major drought, bitch. So don't you think about trying to steal. I are killing you hoes without trying to piss. Better hold your broad back cause they iron this. Cause I'm real from the door and y'all lying to hit. Peeping around the corner frying this shit. You stupid low but catch these five blows while I'm frying your shit. You just mad cause ain't nobody buying this shit. Just like a bitch throwing fits with all that wine and shit. Well, open your damn bowels and pull your skirts down. The underground block is locked right now. You don't control shit, quit hiding behind bricks. Put your life on the line and quit whining like a bitch. You never could have kept the beat, nigga, now you a grown ass man. Getting whacked to this beat, nigga. Don't bring your ass around me. Since you all that hard, come to the second ward and get guillotine. Head chopped off, neck
head chopped off, arms chopped off, legs chopped off, cut from ear to ear, gutted from here to here, both on the slab, now your ass is at a fault. Your head chopped off, neck chopped off, your arms chopped off, your legs chopped off, cut from ear to ear, gutted from here to here, both on the slab, now your ass is at a fault. I reckon one day you hoes will figure it out and keep these other niggas, dick suckers, out your mouth and stop kissing, cause fighting is some gay ass shit. Stealing folks shit like you made that shit. And just when you thought your glass was in the clear eye, Houdini on your ass pop up and reappear. So I suggest you don't call. You can offer me Squirrel, but on the real I ain't fucking with y'all. See you clowns looking for a come up off some demographics. You really want it? Well bitch, I'ma let you have it. You don't understand what Sarge's about. That's why I give a flapping fuck what comes out your mouth. And you can't tell me what the fuck went wrong. What happened to the dream Martin King had going on? Now you wanna separate us like the slave days, cause you scared to help your own kind get paid. Sissy boy, yellow and transparent, I'm a ghetto ass nigga and your bitch ass can't stand it. I know you asking yourself the whole time, how he doing all this without a damn dime? Well bitch, I'm blessed even when you don't know it. You never liked me cause years of hate and show me. You want a funky to roll with cause you funk. The game ain't depending on you punk. Guillotine, head chopped off, neck chopped off, arms chopped off, legs chopped off. Cut from ear to ear, cut it from ear to ear. Both on the slab, now your ass is asphalt. Your head chopped off, your neck chopped off, your arms chopped off, and legs chopped off. Cut from ear to ear, cut it from ear to ear. Both on the slab, now your ass is asphalt.
Ruling this game, nigga. Been ruling this game, you know what I'm talking about, bitch. DJ Sergeant Rock back in this raglan bitch, you know what I'm talking about. Here's how we do it, nigga. All you hating ass bitches and hating ass niggas, man, fuck all y'all. I don't give a fuck about y'all. Y'all can suck a dinosaur dick around this raglan bitch, you know what I'm saying? Workshop for life,
and we don't give a flip flap and fuck if you hate it, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? That's my motto. Like Big Mike used to say, that's my motto, you know what I'm saying?
Workshop, Israel Incorporated, Plush Entertainment, for Lola Level Music, Lost Brothers Records, Purple Panther Management, Heavyweight Management, we all in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying?
Raglass, bitch.
The Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department investigated a number of state prisons in Alabama, and their findings were deeply disturbing. Prisoners left face down, dead in their cells for so long that their faces rotted and flattened. There were other evidence that prisoners had been tied up and tortured for days on end. Attacks included a prisoner being doused with shaving cream so dangerously hot that it left a prisoner with second-degree chemical burns, and a prisoner having industrial bleach poured onto their skin before being beaten senseless with a broom handle. According to some Justice Department reports, some Alabama state prisons have murder rates at 8 times the national average. The lack of funding also means security standards have slipped, with prisoners sneaking in contraband like drugs and improvised weapons. These same Justice Department reports have reported rudimentary improvised knives, guns, hammers, and even small swords. Sexual violence also runs rife in many state prisons, with guards underqualified or simply unwilling to intervene and help. In order to make up for being understaffed, state prisons often force guards to work grueling hours for very little pay. Fusing exhausted, understaffed prison guards with frustrated, overcrowded, and often violent prisoners creates a dangerous powder keg. Federal investigators described the violations of prisoners' Eighth Amendment rights as severe, systemic, and exacerbated. Even the most well-staffed prisons often only operate with 75% of the staff necessary to properly run the facilities and attend to the prisoners. Many state prisons are basically an accident waiting to happen, and the staff of these prisons...
Okay. What's going on?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
nothing
about.
Nothing much.
Da Vinci, you in here?
Yeah, I'm in here. I made it.
Okay.
That's what's happening. Okay.
What's up?
So, tonight, you guys, we're going to briefly touch on a few topics that constantly need to be addressed until we see some type of change. And, Da Vinci, I know you have a powerful story to tell. So I played a clip, just a little briefing on some of the things that's happening within the Alabama prison system. I personally feel like the state of Alabama invests too much money into prisons instead of into programs that will help people stay out of prisons. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of traumas and different things that we go through lead up to certain things. And it's called criminalizing, you know, the fact that you are poor. And that's not right. It's not your fault that you were born into a situation. You know what I'm saying? And they're making it a crime to be poor. You're a target. You're the target audience for the prison system. So, with that being said, I want to give DaVinci the floor. I know that it's a personal topic for you, and you can only touch on what you want to touch on. But I want to give you the floor because I know you just experienced this whole prison system. And I just want to pause and give you a moment to enlighten us and tell us a little bit about what you experienced behind those walls.
So, well, you know what I'm saying? First off, I'm going to let everybody know what I was incarcerated for. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in 2018, July 24th, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had on caught a bank robbing charge. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody perfect. Everybody ain't perfect or whatever. You know what I'm saying? In life, we make mistakes, but it's up to the person who made the mistakes to grow from them. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know what I'm saying? Doing my time of doing it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I went to federal prison, you know what I'm saying? And I did a total of 2 years, which is a blessing all into its own. But like, you know, it was a lot of things that I seen in the prison system that I was like, you know, if I had the power to change, I would most definitely change, like, you know, and like, you know what I'm saying, with the feds, I think it's a total of maybe $60,000 to $70,000 per inmate that is funded for the prison to give inmates the proper care that they need and the things that they need. But with what I seen, like, you know what I'm saying, that wasn't the case. You know, like the food, like the food was horrible, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? With me being a diabetic, like, I couldn't even get, like, at the prisons I went to, I couldn't even get a proper dietary plan for me. You know what I'm saying? That was feeding me foods that was basically poison to me, pasta, breads, you know what I'm saying? Like, those were things I didn't need. And then while I was in that cell, like, I had it rough, man. Like, you know, for my first year of incarceration, like, you know, I had a total of 10 seizures, you know what I'm saying, throughout my whole lifespan, 10 seizures, but in the care of, you know, I'm going to call the name of Montgomery County Jail, I had a total of 16 seizures within a year's time, you know what I'm saying, 16 seizures that was all life-threatening, and I wasn't just having them just falling out shaking, I was having them in my sleep, and you know what I'm saying, and like, it got to the point to where I was like, man, something got to be done for this, and you know, I reached out to my lawyer, you know, so I reached out to the person over the prison, like, trying to get things done, and, you know what I'm saying, in the end, like, you know what I'm saying, I got nowhere. I completely got nowhere. Only thing it got me was in solitary confinement under medical observation, which was even worse for my condition, because with me having seizures, I didn't even have nobody to alert others for that. Like, they didn't have, like, emergency buttons within my cell, like, which I couldn't hit no way because I'm sitting here seizing up, so how could I hit it? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, like when it came to medical care, I had them caught an infection in my feet. Like, with me being a type 1 diabetic, you know, infection into extremities is, like, completely important. And so, you know, so I was at Robert A. Dayton private prison in Lovejoy, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, maybe 20, 30 minutes from Stone Mountain, 20, 30 minutes from Fulton County. And so I'm there. So, you know, I'm telling them, like, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? My feet giving me problems, man. I'm like, something ain't right with my foot. So, you know, they tell me, they respond like, well, you need to put in a sick call first thing, which you understand, okay, well, let me put the sick call in. So I put the sick call in, and it took maybe 2-3 weeks for them even to answer my sick call. So once they finally answer it, and I go see the little doctor and a nurse practitioner that was there or whatnot, you know, so when they see my foot, they were like, oh, well, it's okay. It's just a cut. I'm like, just a cut? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, do you not see what's going on with my foot? My foot's swollen. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, well, we're going to give you some, I think they prescribed me the antibiotic clindamycin, which is for, like, skin care infections or whatnot. So they give me that. Okay, so I'm taking them for a total of 12, maybe 14 days. I'm taking that. But the whole time in their care, like, they see that these toes aren't getting better. And I'm telling them, like, hey, my foot feeling even worse than what it was. Like, I told them, like, it's getting to the point to where now, like, you know, I'm losing the feeling in these toes, like, which I had at first. They tell me, like, well, it'll get better. We just going to give you this. We just going to give me that. And I'm like, no, y'all need to give me the care that I need for this foot. And so, you know what I'm saying, constantly in their care, you know what I'm saying, things still progressed. It still got worse as the time went by. And so during their care, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, this is a personal opinion. I'm not sure. But I felt like they knew that I had the bone infection in my two toes, which are my two middle toes on my left foot, called osteomyelitis, which is a bone infection. And so they were telling me that it was a staph infection called MRSA, otherwise known as MRSA. And so, you know what I'm saying, they treated me for the MRSA, and I was supposed to be released, I'm thinking maybe around June. I was supposed to be released. So I still really supposed to be incarcerated now, but thank God, you know what I'm saying? You know, they ended up releasing me on March 5th, and I had no idea that this was going on. You know, so once they released me, you know, they released me, and, you know, I'm come home, I'm happy, you know what I'm saying? I see my family, my loved ones, you know what I'm saying? That was a good thing, but during my release, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm not feeling well. You know, if I'm not feeling well, so maybe 3-4 days go by, so I'm like, man, I just need to go ahead. Is going to the emergency room. So I go to the emergency room down here, East Alabama, Lanier. And when I go, as soon as I get there, they give me a culture. And what a culture is, for the ones who don't know, it's when they check the bacteria that's causing the infected area problems. So they check it in. You know what I'm saying? They give me an x-ray to see they can find osteomyelitis. So a couple hours go by, and the doctor come in like, hey, you got osteomyelitis in your foot, man. And I like, I knew that, you know what I'm saying, because I had it once before the bank robbery or whatnot. And so, you know, so you know, they keep me in the hospital or whatnot. And then, like, the second day, the surgeon come in, and he telling me, like, you know, man, we got to remove them toes. Like, you got, like the infection done got down into them toes, and now it's to the point to where, you know, like, we got to do, you know what I'm saying, immediate amputation. So, you know what I'm saying, with me being 27, I'll be 28 in a total of, what, a few days, you know what I'm saying, maybe 10 days from now, I'll be going on 28. And me being still young, you know, I ain't get to come home and play with my son the way I wanted to, or, you know what I'm saying, enjoy life like the way I wanted to or whatnot. But, you know what I'm saying, like, that was a life-changing event to me, even though it's just two toes, but still, you know what I'm saying, they're my two toes. Like, that's something that I, you know, that's hard to swallow. And so, you know, I asked the doctor, like, hey, man, like, what's the percentage on me to be able to save this toe? And he told me I had, you know what I'm saying, it was 15% to 85% that toe would get better. And, like, which in reality, he knew, like, it had to go. So he told me, like, either, he said, you got a choice, man. Either you let me cut them toes off now, or, you know what I'm saying, you can let that infection spread on through your foot and you lose the whole foot. Or you can let it keep spreading and get into your bloodstream and die. So he was like, you got three choices. It's up you choose. So I'm pretty sure y'all know what one I went with. You know what I'm saying? So I went with my choice. You know what I'm saying? And I got my toes removed, and here I am now, which I didn't let that withhold me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't let that slow me down. Like, I still be on go. Like, I still be ripping and running. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I never just lay down and let nothing affect me like that. I'm keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? That's all I know how to do. But, you know what I'm saying, basically, like, with that story, man, I'm just saying, like the prison system is fucked up, man. Like they don't give a damn about you. They come there, they get their check, you know what I'm saying, and shit, they gone. They ain't trying to really just give you the proper care that you need, and, you know what I'm saying, and, like, so that's why I'm glad that, you know, she decided really on that topic, because it's more thing than just medical. It's the criminalizing in there. Like, not all prisons have educational things that you can engage in, like trades or GED programs or you know what I'm saying, book clubs, like, you know what I'm saying, they don't offer that. And then with the pandemic, they so enough wasn't offering that. So, you know, you just had to get in where you fit in up in there. And, like, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully tonight, man, we can reach out to some people, man, who been incarcerated or possibly still are incarcerated and need to hear some of the things that we can touch up on.
I hear you.
Absolutely. Well, I want to ask you this, like, since you've had your toes removed, did they offer you any type of counseling for that, or, you know, anybody to refer you to anyone to go and see somebody about that? Because when you lose a part of yourself that you didn't have forever, that is a blow to the system. And sometimes those things need to be talked through with a professional. So I'm just asking, did they offer you any type of outlet or refer you to anyone to, you know, for your mental health?
Man, I honestly, if I didn't have God in the strong mind that I have, like, you know, it would be the case. And, like, even now, I still think on, like, dang, you know, I got two toes on, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I can't, like I was saying earlier, I can't do the things that I want to do with my little boy. My little boy loves basketball, you know what I'm saying? I can't even really just get out there and just hang with him long at the age that I'm at, you know what I'm saying? I had to sit down and, like, you know, with him being an understanding child, he'd be like, Daddy, your foot hurt? You know what I'm saying? And, no, no, they ain't offering me none of that. They ain't offering me none of that. Just so happened, like, you know, I ain't got no type of insurance or, you know, just coming home, you know, I'm still trying to get myself together. And, like, you know, was none of that offered to me? None of that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's a problem for me. It's a problem for me because, you know, a lot of black people go through a lot of different traumas and are never allow access to the resources that our counterparts have. And it contributes to everything that is happening with our people. All of those factors create depression and drug use, drug abuse, all types of things that can be avoided with the proper programs and the proper access to necessities that we need to survive, just like they do. You know what I'm saying? What? So, I lost three babies, 4 years apart. The last one was 3 years apart, but I lost three total, and my fourth child was my miracle child, and that's my son that I have today. But each time, they kept bringing me, they gave me the pamphlet that said, the sorrow pamphlet that they give you when you lose somebody, you know, teach you about bereavement and grieving and stuff like that. They brought me the pamphlet, the birth certificate with the fingerprints and the footprints, the blanket, the cap, the socks, and no baby. And, you know, as far as going home, what they send you home with. Now, I had three stillbirths at 5 months, so my children was actually babies. They had features. They looked like their mom and dad. You know, you could tell, you know, that they were children. And the state of Alabama Medicaid insurance that I had, and I think it's federal because all of that shit is tied together. But the rule is, and a lot of women probably don't know this, but the rule is you are not allowed to see a specialist. The state of Alabama would not pay for you to see a specialist until you have had three miscarriages or three stillbirths. So that means that you have to lose three children. If you're on Alabama Medicaid and you cannot pay for a specialist of your own, in order for you to find out what that thing is that's causing you to have those miscarriages or causing you to have those problems during birth, you have to let three of your children die. Three of my children are in the ground, and nobody has ever offered me any counseling. They gave me the pamphlets and everything that go with a baby when they go home, except the baby. And they didn't offer me no help. So with that, it inspired a whole lot of things that probably would have never happened in my life had I spoke with the proper people or I had had the proper mental health care. Because anybody knows to lose a child is a terrible thing. That's a terrible thing. Like, you just, you never get over that. But to lose three, you know, back like that, it's just, I still haven't got over that. I still see children, you know, that would be around their ages. And I would, you know, even now you like, how would my children be? And I know they could have saved my children because it was a simple surgery. My cervix at 5 months, it automatically opens up. I'm a small person, so I can't carry all of that weight without it opening up. So all he had to do was take needle and thread and sew that up like a purse string and tie it like a knot so it will hold that baby until term. Now, I had to lay in the bed for 3 months, but my baby made it here, and my other three could have made it too. And they knew that. Just like you saying, Kobe, they knew what the problem was, but they was going to abide by what the state of Alabama said as far as that health care. So I just wanted to tell my story. You know, we as black people, we face a lot of systemic racism. It is what it is. And it just trickles down, you know. And I just wanted to throw that out there. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I could relate to that when you said you think that they knew. Of course they fucking knew. They knew.
Yeah, they knew.
They always know.
They always know.
Right, man. And it's a shame, too. It's a shame, too, that we already categorized as criminals because we're black. We can't have nice cars because if we got a nice car and we got jewelry and if we got money, if you ain't got credentials saying you got a prosperous business, right away they're going to think you're a drug dealer. And that's crazy. And so I already know. When you go into the system, the prison system, they ain't caring about you at all. I didn't have friends beat by guards just because they black, trying to teach them a lesson. And that's wrong. There should be something done by that, but it's nothing done. Because don't nobody really care. Don't nobody care. Most of the people that's out here, well, we think they belong in there anyway, so what do we care? Because once you get locked up, right away, society already saying, all right, throw away the key. Ain't nobody trying to reach out no helping hand. They trying to hear your cries from inside because we don't really want to as a society. We don't want all that misery, as they say. But that's wrong. We should be reaching out to the prison system, trying to make it better for them, so they can rehabilitate themselves and possibly come out into the society and do something right. If we don't try to help them, then it is what it is. They're going to be whatever they want to be. You know, I had a friend that straight up punk went to prison. He came out, stick up man like crazy. Everybody was scared of that dude. So it's like, you got to show something, show care. Now, I ain't saying everybody in there need care, because them baby molesters and child rapists, they can throw your ass in the river for us, I care. But you need to show people that you care so they can feel it on the inside, because if you feel like somebody's caring on outside, then there's nothing for you to do but try to do right so you can get back to them people. And then you want to prove people wrong. You want to prove them wrong. I'm not no criminal. I just caught up in a situation that I felt like I needed to do something to help my family, help myself, help my kids, whatever. You know, I just got caught up in something. Don't make me a fucking bad guy. I'm just doing
something. No, see, in all of that, what we're saying, like all of that, and what you're saying is true. All of that can be avoided if you give us the same things that you have. When we start out, we are already 100 steps behind. okay? They start, when they start, if we all at the starting line, they are 100 steps ahead of us before we even get out the gate. And then not only when we do get out the gate, you got all these stumbling blocks and all these blocks and roadblocks and things that you can get into, you know, to keep you in a certain area that I like to believe is slavery, because we were never freed. We were never freed as a people. You know, Abraham Lincoln, they want to say Abraham Lincoln freed, but Abraham Lincoln didn't free no slaves. He wrote a letter and specifically said he didn't free no damn slaves. It was not his intention to free no slaves. He was trying to save the Union. So then who freed the slaves? The slaves are not free, because it states in the amendment that the only way you can be a slave is if you're incarcerated. Well, who is incarcerated, Kobe? Is it us? Is it more of us in these prisons than any other nationality?
From my understanding, yeah, it was. From what I saw, yeah.
Absolutely. So we are still slaves.
Yeah,
and we are
too.
The target audience. And private prisons need to be did away with, period. Because private prisons is saying that I can own a private prison, Kobe. And actually, I don't have to go by none of the rules that the state prisons have to go by, that the state said you have to do. I don't have to do that because my prison is private. I can fill the cell with way more people than is supposed to be in the cell, because I don't have to go by what the state say. I own this prison. And then everybody got stopped in these prisons, all of these little companies using these prisoners to make their products and sell their products, and they're billionaires, and they're paying them 50 cents to a dollar or $2 tops.
Yeah.
For working.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit. That's bullshit, and it needs to stop. Because if slavery doesn't exist, then you need to do away with these damn prisons and put that money into some programs and
right.
get to the
is
root
that,
of the problem. And
well,
stop criminalizing somebody for their situation. Kobe went to rob a bank. Kobe's family needed something. He couldn't get no job. They wouldn't give him one. So what his family's supposed to stall? That was supposed to happen because the bank insurance, that money is insured. It's covered.
Right, that money was insured
all
anyway.
All we're saying is give us what we supposed to have. Give us what you got.
And they're not going to give you what they got. Even if we work for
but
it, they're not going to give us anything. Only thing they need
they
to do.
They ain't work for shit. We work for it. We work. We work.
All they need
they don't
to
work.
Do
we work.
Is let us do what we do. And make our own. All right? Because we ain't trying to be equal to y'all. We don't even care about y'all. We ain't know our own thing. We don't care about y'all. Just let us have our opportunity to make what we want to make, what we want to do. Don't sit here and eliminate us by arresting us, shooting us, smuggling drugs into our area, getting us hooked on shit. We don't want that shit. We just want to be people that we can be and possibly be better than what you are. Because most of these
and
white people
the
that got money
is.
Ain't no good. They
that's
don't
what
want
the problem. That's what they exactly. scared of. That's what they scared of. You being what? Who they are or better.
Exactly.
Or better.
You know, we need to be as rich as them. Had the same education, same money, and they still not gonna look at us as an equal. But we don't want to be.
I don't care
equal.
How they
we
look at me. I don't care how they look. They can look till their eyes roll.
The
back of their head. I don't care about that.
We
what I'm saying is, do not deprive my children of a life. Do not have me on edge
if my son decides to leave in his car and go to the store, if you pull him over, don't have me so out of my mind and scared to death that he not going to make it back home for a fucking air freshener hanging in the back of his car.
Amen.
I know about the air freshener thing. I ain't even going to get into that shit. I know about that. I know about it.
I mean, come on. Now, if we were to take this same attitude, if the black brothers and sisters that was working on the police force just decided that white people scared them to death, and every time they pull one over, they one end up dead, and well, I fear for my life. What if we start doing that?
I read the story. I can't remember the names, but it was done in Africa where a black man shot a white person. And he didn't get no benefit of the doubt or nothing. He was charged with second-degree murder and sent to prison. No benefit of the doubt, no nothing, no we don't want to hear your explanation, no nothing. Sent his ass right to jail. Because he shot a white person.
That was one man, huh?
One man.
These folks done grouped up. These folks done got together. These folks done met for the whole time Trump was in office. Planning, plotting. Don't y'all see him? Shooting here, shooting there. In this state, that state. You don't see that this is a organized event?
Right, it is.
Your government is at war with these white folks. Your government is at war with these Trump supporters. You ain't noticed that? Why are you over there fucking with Russia? You need to be worrying about what's going on right here. You
want to
go to hell of everybody business except this racism business that you got right here. You want to handle everything else everybody else got going on except the shit y'all got going on.
Thanks.
I don't like it. Stop trying to police everybody and your shit funky. Your shit real funky over here. You don't want to deal with that, though.
For a long time.
You don't want to deal with it because they pretend like it don't exist. But every black person that done lived ain't singing the same song for 400 years. And ain't no truth to it.
Yeah,
every generation ain't singing the same song. Ain't got the same gripes over 400 years. I listened to a speech the other day from Brother Malcolm X. I listened to a speech the other day from Brother Martin Luther King. I listened to several different speeches from 30, 40 years ago. They're saying the same damn shit that I'm saying today. I'm saying, when is the record player going to stop because the song been skipping? It's been skipping for 400 years. It's time to get a new record.
Well,
or cut the motherfucking radio out and just let it go. Because I'm tired. I'm a black woman, and I am tired. I just want to be a woman. I don't even want to have a label in front of my name. Why do I have to be a black woman? Why I just can't be a woman?
True.
I'm tired of every day making all of these graphics trying to prove a point to something that these folks know this shit. They know this. And I am tired. And I'm at the point to where, you know, it is what it is. I'm just waiting on the word because I'm ready. I'm tired. I'm a black woman, and I'm tired of watching the rerun over and over and over and over. I'm tired. I'm tired of watching my brothers go to jail. I'm tired of them being stripped away from their families because of their situations, because of their neighborhoods, because of their circumstances. You think a man's supposed to just rot in jail because he made one damn mistake? Even if he killed a man, you don't think he can be a better person after so many years? Hey. Now, I ain't talking about these folks that's out here just killing for fun. I'm not speaking on you. I'm not talking about you. So if you in somebody's jail cell and you listen to this and killing is what you do, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about somebody that actually was in some type of situation where it went bad. And it never was his intention to wake up in the morning and go kill somebody. That person deserves another chance at life. And it is what it is. And if your people don't even have to go to jail for the same shit, how is that fair? How is that even what America say they stand for? How is that? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm hot, I'm heated, I'm tired. And I'm tired of this fucking media. Excuse my language, and I know they probably going to cut me, but I'm tired of this media always hyping shit up. Do y'all think that folks stopped getting killed by police when the cameras went off?
Nope.
After George Floyd, do y'all think that they just stopped? Or did the media just stop showing it to you because everything had died down? Now they want everything hyped up again, so they showing you how many people never, black folks never stopped getting killed. They just stopped showing it to you. Stop falling
right
for the narrative. We see our brothers and sisters get killed every day. We know what's happening. Help us fight this shit. Get your ass out and go vote for somebody. Vote for somebody that's going to help us. Not this Democrat, Republican shit, because neither one of them is on our side. We got to do something else. We got to come up with something else. We got to put our money together and build, because otherwise they're going to snuff us out.
Well, we better start respecting each other first, and then we build. Because until we respect each other, ain't nothing going to happen for us, because we killing each other. Man, if I was a KKK member, I would watch my TV. I wouldn't do shit. That's black on black. Do I give a fuck? Hell no. Until we start respecting each other, there's not going to be a change. It's not going to be a change. You know, and I told people, and I said it a long time ago, when Trump was running and when he was talking about let's make America great again, that's the KKK slogan. Why the hell you think all them backwards people came out and voted? Because it was a KKK slogan. Every KKK meeting back in the day always chanted, let's make America great again. Let's do away with the blacks. Let's do away with the Jews. Let's do away with the Hispanics. Let's make this all white. Let's make this country great again. That was their line. And Trump was using that all during his fucking campaign trying to run for president. Nobody saw it but the backwoods people. And they came out and voted, put him in. He made changes, and we still feeling changes. And I don't know if it's too late to get it back because this country is so divided now. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to say about
to get
it. But
what
as
back?
Black people,
to get what back? What do you want to get back? Do you want to get back the fact that these are racist and they have always been racist? They just kept it under the rug. But they have always kept you from getting those raises. They have always kept you from getting that house you wanted. They have always blocked you from getting that car. They just wasn't out front with it. Would you like to go back to that? Or would you like to know these motherfuckers and who they is and who you need to go after?
If I knew those
people. I'm not giving them folks no credit over here. You are cowards. You sneak and you hide and you do shit. If you want it, say you want it. Come out front and say what you want. Stop hiding behind bushes and grabbing black boys and girls and shit and killing them and hanging them and doing all that in the dark. You're a coward.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
And you're less than a man or a woman if you think God made you and he made you better and above all of the rest of us. You stupid. You're a coward and you're dumb. And I said what I said. I don't give no KKK, no good old boys, no proud boys, and nobody else. No time on my air. Because you know why? Ain't nobody scared of them. And I'm not finna fearmonger all people worrying about them. We got somebody on our team that's bigger than them. And let them keep playing. That's all I got to say about that. I'm through with them proud boys. Ain't nobody scared of them. Anyway,
I'm gonna take me a shot for that.
We're going to get into some of this air, y'all, and we're going to come back. We got about 14 more minutes of airtime. And I know we've been kind of rough on the ears tonight, but it needs to be said. It needs to be addressed. And we all are black over here, and we tired. So I can't speak for nobody else on their station and what they do and what they talk about. But over here, we tired.
We all tired.
Do I have any lovers out here tonight? Yeah. You look like you in love. Uh-huh. But this goes out to all the lovers in the world that know what it feels like to have true love.
Sign in for you, browse radio, sign in Michael Jackson's This Is It, the music.
All right, y'all, we are back in the building.
We're back.
I think we did a good, I think we did a good show tonight, y'all. And like I said, forgive me because sometimes when I'm talking, I get excited and I get pissed off because I am actually out here in this struggle. And it just, it feels like damn quicksand. Like you just, you get a little bit, you feel like you get some traction and you just start sinking down, sinking down. Because just as soon as we in court right now, you know, justice for George Floyd, Y'all motherfuckers gonna do the same shit over again. And then you didn't put a knee on his neck, but you shot that man for nothing. You shot that man for nothing. And I'm tired. I'm tired of that crap. I'm tired of that. Y'all give the police too much goddamn power.
Stuck on the man.
You
haven't
gave them too much power, and then you want to keep on funding them. You want to keep on giving them money for weapons to use against us, the citizens. Well, we saying now we don't want you to use our money like that. We want you to take the money that you using to buy all these weapons to beat us, shoot us, kill us, incarcerate us, put that into programs for schools, children to learn, for adults that need help, mental health, all of those things will wipe out the crime. But you don't want to wipe out the crime because you make money off of that. And see, that's where the shit got to be, the line got to be drawn somewhere. The line got to be drawn because this is not set up right.
What happened to all the boys' clubs and stuff like that where kids had somewhere to go? What happened to the boxing gyms? What happened to all that table tennis and crazy shit like that where kids want to go play? The parks, the gyms.
I promise
where
you,
they want to go play ball
these children in Alabama where I live, they don't have nothing to do. These kids, they have nowhere to go. Do they, COVID? They have nowhere to go.
Yeah, well, kids don't have too much to do either. When you're looking at people, most of them on the block.
Yeah,
most of them on
it's
the
terrible.
Block. And that's a shame.
It's terrible. I think, you know, us as a community, we need to stick together. And it's some strong voices within our community. And I just feel like those strong voices and forces need to come together and move something, shake something. Because when you got a mayor that's getting arrested for shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, who running your city? Who running your city when the people come pick your mayor up? What kind of mayor you think that is? You know what I'm saying?
I got no comment on that one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit got to change. It got to get better than what it is. And I appreciate everybody for listening to us. You know, I hope that we said something to enlighten you or encourage you to get out there and do the necessary things that we need to do as a people to become whole, because we haven't been whole since we got here. And we have that right, and we need to stand on it. And we'll be back here next Wednesday at 9 p.m., y'all check us out for happy hour. That's Da Vinci and myself. Kama, he'd be over here, too, hanging out with us. But he's a real top ground paper person. But we appreciate him for coming over here and hanging out with us. Yeah, 4-0. He is that.
$10
and,
in my bank
y'all
account.
Check us out over here. And Tuesday nights, we are on 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And Anton will be back with Total Blackness soon. But he is out in the field for Ohio. You know, it's time for the voting and all of that stuff to start. So they back on the ground, you know, trying to get people to the polls. Because I don't know why our people, they only want to vote for the presidential election. But that presidential election, it should have taught you, if the pandemic didn't teach you anything, it should have taught you that your elected officials in your actual state where you live and in your cities and stuff where you live, that's where you need to be casting your vote. That's where your vote should be, madam, because that's what directly affects what happens to you, your local officials, not the president. And it's good to vote in the presidential election, don't get me wrong, but it's better for you to voice your stuff of what's going to happen to you right then. And there, who you have in that seat. Because Alabama got some messed up folks in their seat. They got some messed up folks in their seat, and they do not like brown and black people. Okay?
So in other
it
words,
is what it is. We don't continue to fight. I'm sorry, what you say?
Vote. In other words, people should tell you to
absolutely.
Vote. So vote.
For sure.
Use your power for that. And believe me, use it quickly because they're trying to take that right away from you. That's one thing.
I mean, if it wasn't powerful, they wouldn't try to take it away from you.
Exactly. That's the one thing they gave us. Now they're trying to regret it, and they're trying to take it back. So don't let them take that back. That's your right. Use your power. Get the right people in there. You see what they did with Donald Trump. They got him in. Let's try to eliminate that now. Let's get the right people in there. Those that's going to work for us. Those that's going to try to help us, make us better people. And always remember, too, black people, respect each other. Because if you don't respect each other, nobody else will. Enough said.
Right on. Salute. All right, you guys.
Absolutely.
You got anything you want to add to this before we get out the door? I guess he got his mute on.
Yeah, my bad. I'm just talking. Ain't getting nothing heard. But now I just was saying, you know, I'm going to let everything that was said tonight just marinate into the listeners, man, and let them know, like, you know what I'm saying, that's what's going on and that's what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Right on. All right, you guys, we love you, and we will see you back here on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Until then,
later.